All right, back on the Young Turks postgame. More votes on Hillary Clinton lost the general election because of Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders is down to 1.7%. Hillary Clinton's up to 98.3%. Okay, tytnetwork.com/lost. Anyways, okay, two fun stories for you guys in the postgame. We really wanted to do these, but we had a million stories as we always do after a weekend. Okay, so Piers Morgan decides that he's going to tweet. Now, this is a terrible idea, but let me explain how he's got three broken ribs apparently. And he explained earlier that he had broken them falling on his arse. So already he clowned himself, and that's okay. That's okay. That happens. No big deal, right? But then he decided to tweet, update, I'll be co-hosting GMB, that's Good Morning Britain, tomorrow with three broken ribs for the fragile snowflakes among you. This is called manning up. Oh, he shouldn't have done that. So then, you know, like there's a million stories like, oh, the Twitterverse does this or Twitter goes nuts. And you read it and most of the time it's like kind of lame and they didn't really go nuts. And there's like maybe 1.5 funny tweets. Not in this case. They actually went nuts and it was awesome. Okay.
Before we get to the reaction, I want to share my reaction to it, right?
Go.
Because I saw that tweet and it was just like completely unprovoked.
Yeah, it was unnecessary.
Why? Like, not only did you like give yourself unnecessary props, but like why did you need to do that gratuitous like insult to random people, right? Yeah. That was a general insult, but still, like it was just so dumb. Anyway, continue.
It's also irrelevant. Like I don't care. It's not like the crime of the century or anything, right?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So like this weekend I was playing with my kids in the pool and I smashed my finger against the side of the pool and I have a hangnail. But I'm here anyway. Hashtag manning up.
But it's not just the manning up part. It's the, like, it would be like you talking about that hangnail and how you're manning up and then being like, yeah, go fuck yourself, conservatives. Yeah, but why? Why? It's so unnecessary.
I can assure you my hangnail has nothing to do with conservatives. Okay, anyway. So here's a Twitter reaction. Annie Motzit says, try carrying a baby for 10 months while working. Then giving birth, hashtag womaning up. Drop it. Okay. All right, so that's just, that one's a slight, tiny, tiny bit political. The rest I don't think really are. So let's keep going to those. Next one. God, these are hard to read. This young fellow wheeled a half a marathon, wiped out, had a
head wound,
and got up and finished. Eat shit, wee boy. I love, like, a lot of these folks are British and I love their insults. Okay. Eat shit, wee boy. Okay. Next one. You're literally paid to sit on a sofa. I can't think of many injuries that would prevent you from doing that.
That is so true. That's so true.
Okay. Litsa Dramosis, I don't know why I'm trying to read their names. Says, on behalf of all of us who are disabled, live each day with imperiled bodies, fuck yourself twice with a hammer. I wasn't going to read it until the end, and I was like, oh no, that's good. That's good. Okay. Robert K. Trobich says, wow, however will you bear up under the sitting and talking? These are great, man. The British are, I don't know that they're all British, but the British are fantastic in their insults. We Round Ian writes in, ever done a shift digging holes with a broken hand because you couldn't afford to take time off? Good luck sitting on a sofa, snowflake. Okay. And so that one is really to the point, which is, you know, people have hard jobs and they're not multimillionaires and they can't take time off.
Yep.
And so, and there was a lot like that, you know, guys carrying up like cement up four flights with a busted Achilles.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like the people that had to carry that insane heavy countertop that I told the story about, right? Mm-hmm. They had to carry it upstairs and it was made of quartz and it was so heavy and it was so hot and it was so hard. And like I just remember thinking to myself, and I was trying to help them because I felt bad that they couldn't use the elevator, but I was thinking to myself, oh my God, this is what they do every day. And anytime I want to like whine and complain about Cenk going hour over in my hour, like I'm going to remember them because my emotions are nothing compared to what they go through physically.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, God bless. That makes me feel better. These counter tweets are just as good as I've seen. Escort 69 says, "I like guys who don't break ribs." Every one of these is great. Mishka writes in, "What does he think everyone else with broken ribs does? Takes to their bedroom bed for months? Taking on the TV is hardly manual work." Right? Like that's such a great point too. Like people break their ribs all the time. What do you think they do?
Yeah.
Like they got to go into work, and some of them actually have manual labor, right? And he's like, what are you just like? Oh. But the thing is, in his world, that's true. And look, and I don't say this derisively towards Piers Morgan, which I'm actually neutral towards. Mm. I'm somewhat amused by him. Mm. But for all of us soft people, right? Yeah. Like, so what, right? Like, I don't know. It's this, it like, no, here's what I was gonna say. Like, a lot of people in TV would take 3 months off for broken ribs.
Yeah, because it's a cushy job. You're working in TV, you're making really good money, you have benefits, you have a contract, and you're protected by that contract. And so if you're working in television, you know, you're living the life. Like you have, look, I want to say you have no right to complain or be self-congratulatory. However, like, look, just because your life is in complete shit, or just because you don't have like the biggest challenges in life, doesn't mean that you can't complain every once in a while. I want to give people,
of course,
right?
Of course.
That's totally fine. But with that said, like the self-congratulatory stuff doesn't play well at all. Certainly doesn't play well on Twitter, and certainly doesn't play well when you add that gratuitous insult for no apparent reason.
Yeah, no, they don't realize how elite they are. That all the privileges that they have. I mean, you know, this is not white privilege. It's like privilege.
Right.
And so it reminds me of a segment at on Morning Joe from a long time ago, where Mika had been mugged or something, or potentially mugged. Mm-hmm. It was like a little scary.
And I'm not
taking anything away from it. I'm sure that if you know anybody in that situation would have been scared. But Scarborough went nuts on air, like, what is wrong with Washington? They don't have any protection for anybody. We're in front of a fancy hotel and this happens anyway. This is unbelievable. I'm like, are you shitting me? Like, you know, what do you mean what happens in Washington? Robberies, nonstop, right?
Right.
Like, a lot of crime happens in Washington, but it never happens to you.
They're disconnected from reality.
That's right. The minute that they didn't have like 28 security there and all the cop cars coming, whatever, I don't know what they expected. But it was like a feeling of like,
they wanted a Senate bill that day protecting Mika Brzezinski and everyone that works at Morning Joe. That's like what they wanted. What is Washington doing? Why are they wasting their time?
Like, I get it. You're shaken by the incident. I'm not blaming you. And I'm not underplaying the incident. But like a potential robbery, like, didn't it never occur to you that it happens to regular folks in Washington all the fucking time?
Right.
Right? And they don't go ballistic over it, and they never get SWAT protection and et cetera. And they were so mad at the hotel for not having like extra security. I've been in a million hotels, man, and bad hotels and nice hotels. Their job is not to protect us around town, right? Like they're like, they only have one doorman. How many fucking doormen are they supposed to have? Okay. And I didn't know that was their job to like stop robberies. Anyway. Okay, let's come back for two last tweets. So, since he wrote Manning Up, they sent this. No, that's too funny. No.
That's just wrong.
So that's
look at that hottie in the back, though.
So, for those of you who are listening and not watching, it's a picture of Piers Morgan straining himself greatly to lift weights that appear to be 2 pounds apiece. And I'm not even exaggerating. Those look like 2 pounds, right? That's not 5 pounds.
They can't be more than 5 pounds.
There's no way they're more than five.
Who knows? Maybe he did too many reps. You know?
No. There are no such thing as too many reps with 5 pounds. I mean, come on. 2 pounds, right? Right? Yeah, 2 pounds.
Oh my Jesus. God.
Anyway, all right. I'm not going to get dirty. All right, Chris Radcliffe, last one. Don't listen to the naysayers. Those people have no idea how hard it is for you to pull your head out of your arse and talk to the camera. the best tweet storm in a long, long time.
That was good.
Okay, I don't know that Piers Morgan deserved that level of mm-hmm. vitriol and strike back, but I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
It was fun for everybody. If you know, Piers sometimes has a good sense of humor. If it was me, I would come back and be like, "You win, I lose."
Yeah.
Right? That was well played. We'll see, or we won't. I'll never follow up. It's not important enough to follow up. All right, let's go to Louise Linton. So she's the wife of the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. She recently got in trouble, as you guys know if you watch the show, and I presume you do, your members. You might have missed that one though. She lands in Kentucky. They're going to see Fort Knox and how much gold they can take out of it. Anyway, and she does all these hashtag Hermes. Is it? Have we settled on Hermes?
I don't know. That's what I didn't follow up on because I don't care.
Right, yeah.
Hermes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hashtag fancy scarf, whatever the fuck she was wearing.
Yeah.
Right. And so then she got a ton of shit like Piers Morgan did, but more real and serious. And so she went to apologize.
Right. Now, let me just give a little more context for those of you who might have missed it. So someone on that Instagram post in the comment section criticized her because she was using a government plane, an Air Force plane, in order to travel there. And her response was pretty vicious and started basically claiming like, I pay more taxes than you, I make more, like this whole air of I make more money than you, I contribute more to taxes, your shit. Like there was that.
Yeah, and it was
feel.
Like grotesquely patronizing,
yes.
Like how cute.
Yeah, she kept saying, your life is cute.
Oh, kind of stuff. It's so unbearable. Yeah. Every time you repeat it, it's unbearable. Yeah. Anyway, so she went and did kind of an apology in Washington Post had it in their balls, already funny, and galas section. And so let's put up the first tweet. And it was in her, apparently, is that a wedding dress or? No, in a ball gown, okay? I have not gone literally to any balls in my life. So I don't know what a ball gown looks like. Anyway, and it's Louise Linton gets a reel in our balls and galas issue. It's funny every time. But she says, quote, I see the irony of apologizing in a ball gown.
Yeah.
Okay. But she does add later in another comment, but it would be dishonest to proclaim I'm never going to another social function. Yeah, but like Louise, she still doesn't get it. Like, no, nobody's saying that's it. You have to live the life of a pauper. We get it. You're Marie Antoinette and you let them eat bread and cake and whatever else they like, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're doing an apology because you had been patronizing to other people who don't make as much as you, mm-hmm. I'm not sure the picture to pose in is in a very fancy gown going like this, like, oh. Right? And like further rubbing it in people's face, like, I don't know if you know this, I've got more money than you. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, look, that looks bad. That looks mm-hmm. real bad, right? Mm-hmm. But then, are you giving the full story? Do you have the full
okay,
apology?
Last quote.
Okay.
My post itself and the following response were indefensible, period. I don't have any excuses, nor do I feel any self-pity for the backlash I experienced. Okay, so you're saying that's a good apology?
Yeah, so let me tell you my perspective because I didn't know the outlet in which she made this apology.
Balls and galas.
So I didn't know. I didn't know about that photo shoot. And I didn't know about that whatever issue that she was in. So that makes it a little less effective, I guess, in convincing me.
Yeah.
I had just read her apology.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you know what? This is a pretty good apology. Because there's more. You have a little more, right?
No, that's all.
Okay. So I
whatever.
Don't have.
Whatever.
It's
bullshit.
No, but it was. It sounded. Yeah, it is bullshit. Fuck it. Whatever. I mean, come on.
It's like
come on, man. Like, really? You're gonna say you're sorry, but you're gonna be in a freaking. Who knows how much that ball gown was? Ball gown was probably worth more than my wedding, right? Like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just not. That's not the right way. Optics matter. That's and, not how you say sorry.
Right. And context matters.
Yeah.
I mean, if you apologize for not being sufficient. Populist on Yachts and Mansions magazine, you kind of missed the message there.
Yeah, right? And look, I don't have any like negative feelings toward her because she's rich. Like, I don't care that she's rich, right? It'd be nice if I got there at some point, right? But I don't have ill will toward her because of that. It's this like feeling of superiority that
yes,
she has.
Yes.
And making other people feel less than because they don't happen to marry people who are older and richer than them. Right?
Or, you know? I know. Now I'm going to get on a little on this. But first of all, look, let me say, and you guys know this, you're members. I've said this a million, maybe a billion times. Hating the rich is so preposterous. I mean, how do they get rich? Are they doing anything wrong? Are they doing anything right? Why should I hate LeBron James? I know some people are bitter, man. They're like, oh, man, he just plays basketball. Yeah, I'm a sad day for you. He plays basketball better than the rest of us. And we it's apparently just, like watching it. So yeah, we give him money for that.
It's just that he takes his talents like to too many places. Like he's got to be a little
more. Oh, that's right.
You know, I think that's why people hate on him.
He's actually, to be fair, he's only taking
sports reference.
Yeah, we got it. He's only taking his talent to two places, Cleveland and South Beach, but that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know why I should hate Oprah or my local doctor you know, the guy who started the, or runs the 7-Eleven down the street. They make good money, Steve-O's dad.
Are they rich?
No, but he built up a career, supported his whole family, put Steve through a good college and a law school. Working his ass off at a 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. There's no need to hate the rich. But when people like this rub it in your face and like they make it not only haha, you're not rich and I am, but I'm better than you because of that.
And she didn't even really earn it.
And like, that's the other thing. That's where I'm going to be a bad guy. You married a douchey guy who
foreclosed on people like crazy, even unlawfully.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Look, foreclosures need to happen. I'm not at all begrudging foreclosures. But the way that they did the foreclosures was so bad, they had to pay fines for it. And in any other context, would have been in prison for it. But we don't imprison bankers, right? So after your douchey husband made money in the worst kind of way, and all you did was marry him, right? She's like an actress. She's his second wife. She's like a million and a half years younger than him. And again, if you don't rub it in people's face and you're not in charge and setting our laws, have at it. I don't give a fuck. You can marry him, he's older. That's not my business. And maybe he's really smart or funny or something. I don't care, right? But then when you, on top of that, like pretend like you're better than people when you didn't do a fucking thing to earn your money. Just shut the fuck up already and don't do the apology in balls and gowns and galas and mansions and yachts.
Yeah. Whatever. That dress was ugly anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's actually really nice.
Speaking of bitter, man.
I'm not bitter about that.
No. Okay. All right. That's it, right?
That's it.
All right. God bless, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.